Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Shut Down When Problems Don't Have Answers? Let's dive in. Picture this. You give students an open-ended problem, and half the class freezes. They're paralyzed because there's no right answer in the back of the textbook. Here's the painful truth. Our education system has trained students to fear uncertainty, creating a generation that shuts down when problems get messy. But here's the promise. Innovation pedagogy teaches students to navigate without certainty, turning uncertainty from a roadblock into a compass. Let's start with what I call the comfort zone trap. Traditional classrooms reward convergent thinking, one problem, one solution, but innovation requires divergent thinking, multiple pathways, and experimental mindset. Students need explicit permission to explore, fail, and iterate without grades attached to every attempt. We've inadvertently taught them that not knowing equals failing, when actually, not knowing is where discovery begins. Research shows us something fascinating. High-achieving students often have the lowest tolerance for ambiguity. They've been so successful at finding the right answer that uncertainty feels threatening. Vygotsky gave us the zone of proximal development, but we need what I call a zone of productive confusion, that sweet spot where students feel challenged but not overwhelmed by uncertainty. We scaffold this by starting with low-stakes, high-curiosity problems before moving to complex challenges. Here's a practical protocol I call what-if thinking. Replace what's the answer with what are three possible approaches. Introduce problems with multiple viable solutions, like designing a better school lunch system or reimagining playground equipment. Use sentence stems that invite exploration. I wonder if, what might happen when, another possibility could be. Let me share a story that illustrates this transformation beautifully. A seventh grade science teacher decided to stop giving step-by-step lab instructions. Instead, she presented the end goal, make this light bulb glow using these materials. The first week was rough. Students complained and demanded the real instructions. They were genuinely distressed by the ambiguity. But by month two, something magical happened. Teams were inventing creative solutions, documenting failed attempts, and teaching each other. Their test scores stayed the same, but student engagement and problem-solving confidence soared. They'd learned to see uncertainty as invitation rather than obstacle. Tomorrow, try this. Give students one problem with no predetermined solution path. When they ask, "Is this right?" respond with, "What makes you think that might work?" Document their initial discomfort, then celebrate their breakthroughs when they push through it. You're witnessing courage being built in real time. Innovation literacy isn't about creating inventors, it's about creating humans who thrive in uncertainty. Every field, from medicine to education to parenting, requires navigating problems without clear answers. We're not just teaching content, we're teaching courage in the face of the unknown. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Innovation belongs in every discipline, and we're building a community of educators who believe the same. Visit theinnovationteacher.com to explore resources and share your own stories of teaching innovation.